Whistler cannot stop building affordable housing. That was the key message brought to Mayor and Council on September 6 by Whistler Development Corporation, WDC, President Eric Martin, as he presented an update on Chiquemes Crossing Phase 2. While material costs, interest rates and general inflation have all been on the rise as of late, Martin still believes now is the time to act on housing. The housing crisis is a very broad issue and a broad problem, and we can't stop building, he said. We just cannot stop building, so we have to find a way. As council's term draws to a close, its cornerstone project, Chiquemes Crossing Phase 2, has shown solid progress in the face of challenging odds. The first two buildings are going very well. We're pretty much done, Martin said. We're pretty much on schedule and within our budget for those two buildings, which is great. The first of the two, which together contain 100 units of for-purchase housing, is ready for occupancy, with the second on track for completion in December and move-in in January, Martin said. Costs expected to continue rising still. Martin doesn't believe the resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, should rest on its laurels, but instead continue building, as costs are only expected to increase down the road. Rising inflation and interest rates have not affected the current project, but will obviously affect any of the future projects, he said. Obviously, material cost increases, supply chain issues, and some labor shortages, although generally speaking in Whistler, we haven't seen that so much because we had our contracts locked in over a year ago, so that hasn't been a big impact. High interest rates will be a significant factor in long-term financing for new buildings, and for residents attempting to secure mortgages, Martin said. It's a big factor for people having to acquire mortgages and be able to qualify and make payments, he said. It doesn't have a lot of construction impact, but it definitely does have a longer-term impact. According to Martin, construction costs have increased by 10-15% in recent months, which in turn contributes to higher rents. While Chiquemes Phase 2 has helped reduce the Whistler Housing Authority's WA waitlist, Martin's report highlighted that there are still many people on the list. According to the report, there are 506 people still on the WHA's rental waitlist, with single-person households making up the majority, 55%, followed by couples without children, 26%, families with dependents, 17%, and groups of unrelated adults, 2%. The report also noted that seasonal and temporary foreign workers who are not permanent residents of Canada do not qualify for WA rentals, which further hampers Whistler's ability to house its workforce. People aren't on the waitlist because they're maybe 2 or 3 year employees or are seasonal or whatever. We're not addressing them because they're not on the waitlist, Martin said. A lot of our RCMP and other key roles in town aren't on the waitlist because they feel they're probably not going to be here long enough. Work underway on 2 more rental buildings with 2 buildings nearing completion. Work is now underway on the next Phase 2 project, Martin added. 2 rental buildings containing 69 units in total, made up of a mix of unit types, to appeal to a wide variety of households. The recently reinvigorated Whistler Valley Housing Society, WVHS, has signed a letter of intent to purchase one of the buildings, while the WA is also doing a feasibility study to determine if it has the capacity to finance one of the buildings. According to the report, both the WVHS and WA are looking at financing options for the new builds. With that in mind, the WDC's project plan provides a budget for each building and allows WDC to proceed with either building and theoretically both buildings if for some reason neither the WVHS nor WA choose to proceed, the report said. WDC anticipates continued price increases for materials like lumber, steel and concrete, but expects prices to stabilize by early to mid-2023. So the developers are taking a cautious approach to financing the new builds, opting for an approximately 15% larger contingency fund than was used for the previous builds. The two buildings on Lot 1 cost $35,599,024, including a $2,383,673 contingency fund as of April 2022. The buildings planned next door on what's known as Lot 2 are estimated to cost about $14 million each. If everything goes according to plan, Martin expects the development to move forward by early next year. We'll probably be out to bid on the next buildings by the end of the year, he said. We'll finish our design work this fall and we'll bid everything, and we'll see where interest rates are, and we're looking at starting the first building on Lot 2 in early spring next year. But for Martin, it all comes back to his one key message. If it costs more, it will be a little more expensive for end users, and we have to put more money into capital, he said. But we can't stop, because costs are not going to go down. Building more housing and advancing Chikamis Phase 2 being one of his key platform planks in the 2018 election, it's no surprise Mayor Jack Crompton is enthusiastic to see the progress made so far. It's really exciting to see people moving in. There is a tremendous amount of work to do moving forward, and we've got a great team of people to do that, Crompton said at the September 6th council meeting. Challenging economic conditions are why I am so enthusiastic about the WDC and its work for us. We have some of the leading experts in property development in British Columbia, working at no cost for our municipality. It's a really big deal.